the prophethood of Moses. Moses, after serving Jethro for 10 years and fulfilling his promise, decided to take away his wife and the sheep, which Jethro had given him, to Egypt to see his mother and sister after so long a time. As they were walking in the desert in a cold night, a strong wind started blowing and a lot of dust went up in the air. In such a dusty weather, they were not able to find their way anymore. So Moses said to his wife, "I think we are lost." The wife said, "I can't see ahead of me. I don't think I can move anymore. We should find a shelter in a safe place. But oh, what do I see in the dark? Look, the burning flames of fire in the middle of the mountain." "You will stay here," Moses said to his wife. "I'm going toward this fire to see if I can find a way or bring some fire with me to save ourselves from this cold weather." As he went closer, he said, "Good God, fire among green trees. Is there anyone here?" There he was inspired by God. "Thou, Moses, thy God is speaking to you. Take off your shoes, for you have stepped on the holy land." "The holy land?" said Moses. There came a revelation. "I have appointed you to prophethood, so listen to what is inspired in you. Now, what is it in your hand?" Moses said, "This is my stick. I use it as a support, and I guide my sheep to meadow with it to graze." The revelation said, "Throw it on the ground." Moses said, "Oh, I can't believe my eyes. A dragon. I shall seek your help, my God." "Do not be afraid. Take it. We'll change it to its previous shape. Now take your hand inside your shirt, lay it on your chest, and then take it out." "What do I see? What a bright light it has." "These are 2 divine signs from thy God. Now you should go to Pharaoh and his followers and invite them to God, for he has revolted." Moses said, "My God, I fear that he would send his agents to kill me. Let my brother Aaron accompany me, so that I can benefit from his help too. Meanwhile, he is better than me in the art of speaking." "Thou, Moses, thou art granted whatever thou hast asked for. Now go to Pharaoh with thy brother Aaron and read my verses for him, and do know that victory will be with you and thy followers." From that time on, Moses was appointed to be the prophet of Israelites, to guide people to the right path, and to remove injustice and corruption. Which had been overspread among the people of that land.